of 7 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, practicing another chapter in your life. This is Thursday, the 18th, 18/11.
You're lying. It's not the 18th.
I am telling you the truth, my dear.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Hey, you want a good quote of the day? I know you always like these.
Okay, Richie, what's the quote of the day?
It's from my friend Barbara Payne on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
She says, everyone is a genius. Well, actually, Albert Einstein does. Uh-huh. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life believing it is stupid.
Oh.
Huh.
Is that
never,
deep?
Never seen a fish in a tree?
Never seen a fish in a tree.
Yeah, it's going to be a joke.
G-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Yes, that's very provocative.
But you know what? It is, because it took me, and Doug, you and I have both worked on this and struggled with this.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an employee in the wrong position,
right,
and they fail,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden you move them into the right position and they flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stupid, but it's so profound. I mean, it's being the right
kind of like cash, beer, and what was the other thing?
Yesterday, was it
beer and hot chicks?
Cash, beer, and hot chicks. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my life mission.
There's a genius in that.
Somewhere.
I'm a very simple genius, but I am a genius.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay, so we're going to spend time in this hour talking about food. Your food supply, one of my favorite discussions, because it has implications. There are important things going on, as food safety is still a concern. We're going to meet the fellow who has set up Keep Food Legal. Now, I say fellow. I don't know Balin Linekin, and I'm thinking Balin is a male, but I don't know that for sure.
Oh, I would tend to agree.
Okay. So we will find out first thing.
I'm going to go with a girl just to...
Okay, just to even it out here. The organization is Keep Food Legal. You might want to go to keepfoodlegal.org as a prep for this conversation.
He is a guy, by the way.
He is. Okay.
Darn it, yeah.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Or she is a guy, by the way. Either one, it's a guy.
Anyway, we will have that. But as laughter is the best medicine, the way to start the hour before we get serious is to have a little fun. So we'll have some laughter at 10 after, right after this here on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
The threat against David Letterman's life, something Jennifer will be talking about as we review what's going on in the world of television later on in this hour. Right now, though, it's time for us to have a chuckle. These are signs that have been posted in various public places. For example, in a restroom in New York City where the toilet was out of order, the sign said, "Please use the floor below." Another restroom sign, this is real stuff, folks. "To avoid flooding, please do not flush anything but toilet paper." Think about that.
Yeah, anything including the stuff you're supposed to flush.
Yeah.
Build septic cleaning on the ad in the yellow pages. "We haul American-made products."
I like that.
Here's a sign from one of those companies that has portable toilets called Get a Little John. the traveling urinal, which holds 2.5 bottles of beer. This is right for you, Richie.
Yeah, there
Perfect.
We go.
Perfect.
All right. Here's the headline outside of a restroom. Gas clouds clear out Taco Bell.
Ew.
Outside of a secondhand shop. We exchange anything, bicycles, washing machines, etc. Why not bring your wife along and get a wonderful bargain? In a dry cleaner window, anybody leaving their garments here for more than 30 days will be disposed of.
Uh-oh.
In a health food shop, closed due to illness. Not a good idea.
No.
On a repair shop door, we can repair anything. Please knock hard on the door. The bell doesn't work. All right. So anyway, from the positive side of life, we learn about food and how to keep various foods that you may be interested in legal in just a moment here on Good Day.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh, shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta not here for the next couple of weeks, so the Queen of Cheap is resting on its laurels, but there are a lot of great depot, I'm looking at a Home Depot thing, it's in there, the Queen of Cheap, Box Hill, a lot of relative things. The whole issue of food, food safety, food availability, how many times have you heard me say in the last year or two that when we get to the point of this government, the world that we live in, telling us we can or cannot have the foods that we want, there will be a revolution or an evolution. I want us to meet Bailey Linekin, who is from Massachusetts, founder and executive director of Keep Food Legal. He's worked as a food and beverage attorney, holds a Master of Law degree in agriculture and food law, food writer, and has a outfit called Crispy on the Outside, which is a blog, Richie. You ought to check this out.
Crispy, great name.
Crispy on the Outside, blog focusing on food politics and food regs. We have never met Balin, as is witnessed by the fact that I wasn't sure whether you were a man or a woman with that name, so I apologize for that. But in terms of being from Massachusetts, where I am, I don't know if you know anything about me. I have a dairy farm that sells raw milk. And as one of the 26 or 27 facilities in the whole state that does it, you can imagine that I've been a target of the Department of Public Health and others who want not to have this stuff available. So how do you work in these areas where we have good local healthy food? The government wants to keep us from that. How are you traversing that territory?
I just want to first say good morning, and thanks for having me on, Doug.
Yeah.
Rich. We at Keep Food Legal advocate for the right of everyone to make their own culinary choices, and that includes, obviously, raw milk and local and healthy foods, but also, more distant foods that are not necessarily as healthy or more distant foods that are healthy.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. My feeling is the only reason that we have the FDA and other organizations, governmental organizations, in our way is because they're paid off or they're influenced by the big money interests that contribute heavily to the campaigns of politicians. Thus, the FDA is pressured by certain Pauls who are funded, I think, of the Suiza Dean Foods deal, George Bush, their best friend in life. Am I on firm ground there?
I think you're accurately describing the situation that exists today. 105 years ago, when the USDA was formed and the laws that gave rise to the FDA came about, there was a pretty serious problem with with filth and adulteration.
Absolutely. Yep.
But today, you've hit the nail on the head. It's some people call it agency or regulatory capture, the idea that the people who are supposed to be regulated are the ones who actually are the ones writing the regulations.
Right. And that was true, by the way, the health law as well, the so-called health care reform, whatever it is, written by the insurance lobbyists. And anything that happens, anybody who's after you, they're after you because there's somebody pushing them to be after you. Thus, we have the crackdown on raw milk. But even more simplistically, last week we were talking about these two children, I think it was middle of last week, who were shut down from selling lemonade because they didn't have a permit. And so you at Keep Food Legal have come up with something interesting this Saturday. Will you explain?
We're actually promoting something that a gentleman in New Jersey named Robert Fernandez came up with, which is Lemonade Freedom Day on August 20th.
Got that? Jennifer, you got that? Lemonade Freedom Day this Saturday.
Got it.
So the premise behind it is, get your kids out on the front lawn and have them sell some lemonade. Ideally, it would be made with real lemons, but, the mix and scoop stuff is fine as well.
That'll pass, too. Real lemons would make it better, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you don't use real lemons, they could shut you down for false advertising.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Lemonade aid-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's an act of civil disobedience. And so, the founder has suggested that if the police do come and you're 11 years old and they tell you to stop selling what you're selling, just to obey them, because they are the law and generally they're armed. You would think that this actually would be a really popular and almost universally, accepted, day, this Lemonade Freedom Day, and it is, but there's a great, and by great I mean evil, op-ed in yesterday's papers by Esther Cepeda of the Washington Post Group, and she bashes Lemonade Freedom Day.
Yeah, good for her. You know, these people, the arrogance of the people who work at places, it's now becoming more and more obvious what goes on at places like the Washington Post.
These little bloggers have tried to organize something. I'm going to squash them with my elite newspaper article.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
And to have no respect or little respect is appropriate for the Post, the Newsweek organization. It's the same company that put the picture of Michelle Bachmann, laugh about it or not. They have an agenda, and it's their agenda, and that's swell if you can do that, but don't mask it as news, because it isn't news. It's your opinion about whatever it is that, in this case, take your opinion and wipe your butt with it, as far as that. That's what I think about this kind of stuff.
I know you do.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
So that's why I like guys like Balin Lillikin and his organization, Keep Food Legal. Check out the website, keepfoodlegal.org, and support Lemonade Freedom Day. See if you can get some people in your neighborhood, children that you know.
Yeah, I've seen this a lot all over the Internet, all over Facebook, all over Twitter. It's
Lemonade Freedom Day is Saturday. We'll celebrate it. Balin, good idea. Keep it legal. Keep us honest. Keep everybody honest. That's the idea. 21 after on Good Day.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Stop me on the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting.
From America's Got Talent last night, Kobe Calais singing her new single, Brighter Than the Sun. Do we know much about her, Jennifer? What do we know about
her? She's, like, exploded on the music scene.
Really?
On the music scene. Yeah, she's huge now.
Really? Where'd she come from?
Not in stature.
No.
Huge
in stature, not huge in body.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
You don't know where she comes from?
No, I have no idea.
Anybody know about this woman?
Is it Kaylette? Kobe Kaylette?
Kobe Calais.
Kobe Calais. Okay.
Yeah. Who is this person? Like, can you tell us if you know anything about
her? See, I thought all of these contestants were basically nobodies.
No, but they're not contestants. Remember, people who are performers pay a couple of hundred grand to get on these shows so they can sing their songs, and, you know, they're supposedly examples of successful talent. That's how they bring them in. But it's just a way for the producers to clip some performer for a couple of hundred grand to get exposure on the television program.
She's cute.
She's very cute. Little blondie. Yeah.
She looks like Jennifer Aniston, actually.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, that's one of the songs, but not a song that's up for being judged by the judges. However, this group is cast of the Broadway musical Les Miserables. No, actually, these guys paid to be on, too. There's no musical group or act that was up for judgment last night, apparently. They have they had a dance team. It was up, let's see here.
Some illusionists.
Right, yeah, right. A lot of different acts, but no music.
They should call it America Already Has Talent.
So do you want to bother to play any of this from Les Miserables?
Les Mis.
Is it Les Miserables?
Yes.
Les Miserables, what did I say?
Habla.
Habla Español. This is the Spanish version of Les Mis.
Men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time one day.
I did not live until today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The day that I'm associated with a show where we're playing show tunes. I've already got a disco ball hanging over my head.
Get with the program. Will you, Richie?
Let's not kill me all together.
Come on. La la.
One more day. And here's my part.
No wonder they call this Les Miserables. Listening to this is miserable. Miserable stuff.
All right, that's enough of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I like the Kobe Calais thing, though. That was kind of zippy.
Okay.
Zippy.
I have a 20.
Zippy. 20.
Can we move on, please? I have a zippy 2020 news quiz.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is absolutely meant as a zinger, so don't mistake it. I'm asking the question because I'm taking a shot at Obama. All right?
Okay.
Let's get it clear right up front.
Don't miss the zing.
I'm asking this question because it is a plain and simple attempt at taking a shot at Obama. All right?
All right.
The president is on a bus tour for 3 days.
Oh, this. I know where you're going here.
And you may or may not know where I'm going, Richie. The political season is in high gear. President traveling around America
mm-hmm.
on buses made where?
Mm-hmm.
800. Did you think that's where I was going with
yep.
this?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm guessing by Zinger, you mean not America.
Well, good for you, Jennifer. 800. There's the President of the United States. Where'd the buses come from that he's riding
And for extra credit, how much did they cost?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. This is pure and simple, a Zinger. Take it right up front. I'm asking the question. I used to be in the bus business, and I owned some of these buses, in fact.
So,
and they were crap in comparison to the buses made in America.
1-800-510-8255. That is my next question.
Yeah.
There were American options for them to buy a bus.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
They didn't buy them. They just rented them. But why wouldn't they have been sensitive?
They leased them.
To buy, right. Yeah, they leased them for the tour. Right. There are specialty bus companies. This same company provides buses for most of the big acts.
Why is he on a tour? Doesn't he have stuff to do?
He's on 800-510-8255. The answer line is open.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new study found that for every hour of television watched after the age of 25, your lifespan decreases by 22 minutes. On average, 6 hours a day of TV will cut 5 years off your life. But it's not the television that's killing you, it's the lack of physical activity. In other news, a ComScore report found that Amazon.com is used by over 20% of the entire internet. Online shopping is now a way of life, as evidenced by the over 280 million monthly visitors to online Megamart. eBay came in second, capturing over 16% of the world's internet users. And finally, BlackBerry's first 4G smartphone, the Bold 9900, is making its way to T-Mobile. Unfortunately, with a $50 mail-in rebate, the phone still costs $250, and it doesn't have a front-facing camera. Rim sure isn't helping customers pick its products. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Ray, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't be here. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
It's 33 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. A shout out to the folks in Lake Havasu following us on the radio and on Facebook. It is facebook.com/good day show.
Hola.
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 I want to go to Lake Havasu. Wouldn't that be fun?
Will you do what in Lake Havasu?
I want to go again. It's time. It's summer. Nice. We've got to celebrate. Nice.
And I'll do another one of those piranha movies there.
Yeah, well, look for the piranha while we're in the lake.
Yeah, I think there was supposed to be a sequel to that movie.
I know.
Did you know that?
I know, because it was so cheap and they made a lot of money.
Yeah, right. All right, so what's speaking of Facebook, what does our trail on Facebook look like today, my dear?
Well, right now we're following the story about Jon Stewart and his idea that maybe the news media is ignoring.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe
ignoring Ron Paul.
He makes a brilliant point.
He does make a brilliant
through
point.
Through his own eyes and through
very
his
well
mind.
Produced.
Very is excellent. There's a video of it at DougSteffen.com. Matter of fact, one of the stories, it's the second story, the headline, under today's, what do we call this? What's new at today's? What do we call it? From today's show, that's what it is.
From today's show, yes.
Yeah, right.
You had me confused for a second.
I get confused easily. There's so much stuff. The good thing is there's so much stuff at DougSteffen.com. You don't have to really, you can get all your news here. The bad thing is there's so much stuff at DougSteffen.com that you can get lost in some of it. We aim it, though, to inform you and to please you and to connect with you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The question at the moment, the 2020 News Quiz question, has to do with the president traveling around on his tour buses. And this was, I admitted right up front, this was a zinger. Some would refer to it as a verbal spear, perhaps, or whatever. But it is, I think it's worthy of note. I think it's insensitive. And so I asked where the buses were made. 800-510-8255. Let's see. Do I go to Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, New Mexico, or Georgia, Jennifer?
Ooh, Illinois, please, for 50.
Illinois for 50.
Yes.
Really? That's all right. Here's Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Have we ever spoken to you before?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right. You don't mind if I put you on hold for a minute, do you? I don't want to find somebody we haven't spoken to before.
Okay,
Terry.
Georgia. For 100.
Terry, have we ever spoken to you before?
No, sir.
Never. All right.
No, sir.
So why is it that I am upset about the buses the president is using?
They're Canadian.
They're made by a company called Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T. They make good buses much better now than they used to. The idea is we have a large company in our country called Motor Coach Industries,
yes.
MCI.
Right.
They make hundreds of over-the-road excursion buses. They are making inner-city buses. They're making intra-city buses. And so why would we be renting buses made in Canada to bring the... It's just insensitive. It's this lack of knowing. It's lack of paying attention
to the
detail.
Here's the question, though. Here's the question.
That's what it is.
Who released this information? Did MCI do a press release saying, why is the president driving around the heartland of America in a Canadian-made bus?
I don't know. That's who could have been.
I want to know who kind of lobbed. I want to know who lobbed that grenade out there.
I would have done it had somebody else not done it because it's obvious. You look at it, I know the bus business.
This is dumb. Come on,
buses.
Man.
It is dumb. Dumb. Yes.
Dumb.
Tara. I heard you talking about the FDA and the lemonade and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to say one thing. Welcome to the Tea Party.
Well, I'm a Tea Party sort of sympathizer, although I like Ron Paul better than any other candidates that are there at the moment. I don't know how he squares with the Tea Party. Most of the stuff, the Tea Party, in terms of fiscal responsibility, I don't care about all the rest of the stuff. I don't like them being involved. If they were really smart, Terry, and maybe you can pass this along from a relatively smart guy to hopefully a group of people who are pretty smart, the way to get ahead is to take one issue and one issue only, and that's the economy and fiscal responsibility. Forget all the social crud. Forget all of the other things that you think are important that get in the way of the single message which is most important to most Americans, and that is the economy and the job picture and spending money that we don't have and going crazy, supporting causes that have no business being in the government purview, all of those things. That's the issue. That's the focus. If the Tea Party stayed on that message, they can be the legitimate third party. Agree or not?
I agree with that. We do not want to be a third party.
Well, whatever.
That's the point.
You fix the Republican Party, whatever you want to do.
You're right. We have to pick our battles. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think they are commingling themselves into the Republican Party so that they are not a third party.
Yeah.
So there's some third party candidates, and then there's also some mainstream party candidates.
Yeah. All right, Terry, hold on just a second. We'll send you some free e-food. You up for that? You can handle that in the economy that we have today, messed up by all these guys. We'll give you some, I think it's 12 servings, three different meals, right, Richie?
Correct,
e-food.
Yes.
All right, hold on a minute there, Terry. Thanks for the call. All right, there we go. We learned something. Prevo. They make good buses now, and they have been in the business for a long time. The buses that I used to use when I was in the over-the-road coaches I first started using were Eagles that were made down in Brownsville, Texas, and first made in Belgium. This company brought them over. Actually, it came over when Greyhound started motor coach industry. You want a little trivia? Bus trivia 101.
Not really, but go ahead.
Greyhound was using General Motors coaches, as was everybody else. General Motors wanted out of the coach business because they weren't making any money anymore. General Motors got into the coach business when they paid cities and towns to close down their trolleys and run buses. That's how General Motors got into the bus business. They paid to shut down the trolleys and put buses on the streets. From that, they grew from the transit business to the over-the-road business. And in 1979, they got out of the business. Motor Coach Industries was started as a subsidiary of the Greyhound Corporation to build buses for them. And they built in the 70s and 80s and through, I think, the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, Greyhound owned them. And then they spun them off. And they have, I think, two factories, if I'm not mistaken. They make, it was kind of like building an airplane. You can only make, it's a pretty complicated thing. So you can kick out four or five of them a day in each plant, and that's about it. Greyhound itself is owned by an English company called First Transportation now. Greyhound, very interesting. They were more in the restaurant business in the 50s and 60s and 70s than anything else. They spun off their restaurant business, made a ton of dough, and then, they sort of specialized in what they were founded to do, and that's run buses around the country. But Trailways came in. The Trailways system was created in the 50s. And when Greyhound started making their own buses, Trailways said, well, maybe we should start because General Motors stopped making them. Maybe we ought to make our own buses. So they imported all of the jigs from Belgium. They set up this plant down in Brownsville, Texas, with labor from you know where, and they started making a very good product. I bought a bunch of them. And I had at one point in time, I had about 450, 60, 70 buses. Over the road, transit buses, school buses, all of that stuff. And the part of my life that I just soon forget, frankly. But it dominated between the radio and that in the 70s. I was doing three things, Richie. I had the bus business, I had the farm, and I had the radio. And it was really...
Well, we're glad you gave up the bus business.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad I gave up the bus business.
Bus farming and radio. Too much.
Yeah, right. And that's what sent Tony packing, in fact. But anyway...
I can see that now. Yeah. Edgar, we didn't sell all the seats on bus number 24. Put some of those cows in them and get them over to the other farm. By the way, I'm going to do a broadcast from the roof of the bus.
I did, actually. I did a couple of broadcasts.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. At any rate, it's a pretty interesting reality today. Prevo has actually sold some buses to Greyhound. They're using them because Greyhound doesn't care. They're not MCI. They're just customers of MCI. And so they're using Prevos.
And ask me what I never thought we were going to talk about when I sat down this morning. The inner workings of school buses.
There's other buses as well. Yeah. What has Dave got here? Dave, what's this? I see Canada and then a dash 6M after your name. What does 6M mean? Do we know? Why did somebody put that on the thing? Why did you call, Dave, other than to identify the bus being made in Canada?
The bus is in a cost of $6 million, I believe, and it's red and black, and I forget the other color.
The buses are $6 million apiece. Good God, I'm glad I'm not still in the bus business. We thought we were paying a lot of dough for them. It was $180,000 apiece.
I don't know what they cost to lease it.
Well, what they... They convert them, and it costs more money to convert them than it does to build them. They put everything. They put bedrooms in them. They put kitchens in them. They have exclusive entertainment systems in them. They can hold about 14, 15 people. Most of these really exclusive buses, and they aren't six, they're a couple of million bucks, but they're still pretty expensive. And leasing them on a daily basis or a weekly basis is very expensive. But the guys, the Republicans and the Democrats have made no joke, no bones about the fact they each want to raise $1 billion for next year's election cycle, so you can pay 14 grand a day for a bus.
Throw it out there now. I will support any candidate who says they'd like to raise $1 billion and throw it into the economy.
Yeah. Well, that they've done. They've thrown it into the economy. The buses actually belong to a company, an American company. They just buy the buses from Canada. If it's the company, I think about, they're headquartered in Nashville.
Why wouldn't one of the parties do that? Why wouldn't the Republican or Democrat Party do that? Say,
because
listen,
they're machines. That's
we are going
so
to raise $1 billion for on
outrage.
Our campaign stump here over the next year, and we're going to donate half of that to back into the economy.
Yeah, or just to help people instead of
whatever.
Or just buy our votes, raise all that money, and then give everybody a buck.
Let's give Dave some free food. 15 before the hour, a couple of minutes away, we check the television world. Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day to do just that.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching.
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is doublemyspeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about doublemyspeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com.
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Hi, it's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. David Letterman has been threatened by elements, Al-Qaeda directly, but there's a bunch of jihadists.
It's a website, actually, that has found it. I guess they posted on some very frequented Al-Qaeda website.
Right.
The site intelligence group, the one that found it. They troll the web for possible terrorist activity, and they've called to cut the tongue of David Letterman and shut his mouth forever.
And then slit his throat. I think that was the other part of it. Right.
I guess he's not the first one, though, and I don't remember hearing about this. They've also targeted South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Right.
But they said the David Letterman threat was very explicit and kind of frightening, so they have him to be on guard.
So what is it that he said? What was the joke was what? What was the joke?
He said that this is what they say online, that he showed his evil nature and deep hatred for Islam and Muslims, and I guess he made some comment about someone joining bin Laden. And
The U.S. military took out an al-Qaeda leader, and he made a joke about it. I don't know specifically what the joke was.
Right.
So much for that foolishness. John Stewart at DougSteffen.com, the focus on Ron Paul. Till the election cycle is over, if they hammer on this all the time, this would be very good for America to really see, Jennifer, how the news media or the snooze
how
media.
How they influence us.
How they really don't. Yeah, they influence and they put their own pejorative spin on things.
You know who else influences us?
Who?
Simon Cowell.
No.
Yeah, how? The X Factor has hired Mariah Carey, Dougie, to be
they
a
did
mentor.
Make the deal. Yeah,
they did make a deal. Also, it's official. Jennifer Lopez is back, so Steven Tyler and Randy Jackson on Idol. And Casey Anthony, remember her parents? They have agreed to be interviewed by Dr. Phil. That's their first one. Yeah, and it'll air on September
12th. What's your problem? Why didn't you take care of that little girl?
This is crazy.
Right. One of the most visited stories at DougSteffen.com is that study that we have up there that found for every hour of television watched after the age of 25, your lifespan decreases 22 minutes.
It's a bummer. I'm living on borrowed time, sir.
Uh-oh. All right, so what else?
Oh, TNT renewed Leverage and also Suits. If you're a fan, USA picked that up.
Leverage, good show.
And True Blood is back on HBO for another season.
Ugh. The vampires?
Come on. It's okay.
Vampires.
Vampires.
So vampires. Some people like vampires.
South Park's 15th anniversary, Comedy Central, bringing the characters' favorite food snack to life, Cheesy Poofs.
Cheesy Poofs.
Available this week. All right, there it is, folks. 51 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sing along, everybody.
Money pit.
There you go.
Money pit. Money pit.
The Money Pit.
There we go. Hi, Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, aired around the country every weekend on lots and lots of great radio stations. Check it out at moneypit.com. You can call them anytime, 888-MONEY-PIT, and ask them a question. We have three of those questions phoned in from people just like you that are curious, and we'll see if time will allow us to at least get to one of them before we go down a different trail, and that's coming up in a moment right here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
All right, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, once again to reintroduce Tom Kreidler, Rich McFadden, who has no doubt a question to screw up our train of thought today, which he always, not always, but frequently. Nothing wrong with your toilet.
Everything's well at Richland.
Yeah.
You know, I usually do have a question for you, but I'm pretty much up to date. I appreciate you thinking of me, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it was because I wanted to interview, I wanted to have Virginia from Maryland. Oh, no, it's Maryland from Virginia. What is it? Is it Maryland from Virginia or Virginia from Maryland, who writes, "The floors on my 1910 house are bouncy. Things rattle on the shelves when we walk across them. Is there a way to stiffen up the floors?" Yeah, pour a couple of bottles of Jack Daniels on them and they'll be fine. What else?
That's a pretty common situation in old homes. You know, the size of the floor joists in older buildings are not as strong and the spans are greater because lumber was more expensive. It doesn't necessarily mean that the floor is weak, structurally speaking, but you do get more flex. So there's two things that you can do in this situation. Number one is that you can add bridging or blocking. This is where you put additional pieces of floor joists that are perpendicular to the existing floor joists, the blocks that go in between. Sometimes you see them in new construction as sort of crisscross bracing. That actually does stabilize the floor. And the second thing that you can do, Marilyn, is you can add an additional girder right in the middle of that floor joist run. And that's a beam that goes right up in the middle of those floor joists, and it sort of takes the flex out of them. Now, I'm calling it a girder, but, you know, you don't have to build footings for this as if it was holding up the whole house. It's really just a bracing system that takes the bounce out of the middle of that floor, and that's not uncommon to have to do in an older 1910 era.
How about just putting a thicker floor, like say she's working with a half-inch or three-quarter-inch plywood as her floorboard. Couldn't you just replace it with 1 inch?
No, I mean,
that wouldn't help.
I mean, maybe if you put it perpendicular to the joist, it's still going to bounce.
Flex.
Yeah, you're kind of avoiding the heart of the matter. And plus, putting in a temporary girder like that is a heck of a lot easier than putting
it on
the entire floor. Oh, yeah.
Okay, next up, Gary, who's in Pennsylvania, asks about his asphalt driveway. Says the driveway is higher than the concrete apron area leading to the garage, allowing rain to leak into the garage and on the floor. Hmm. How can you fix that? Dig a hole in your driveway, sir.
Well, actually, you're right, Doug, not quite, you know, it's not like a big hole. What I would do in this case, since the concrete apron is actually a really small piece of concrete, usually only about 18 inches wide between the asphalt and the garage itself, is I would replace the concrete apron, but in doing so, I would install a curtain drain, which is sort of like a trough that goes right at the edge of that drain, and that would collect the water. And then, of course, at the end of the trough, you have to make sure that it drains away through an underground spout or whatever the pitch of your property will allow. But that's the easy way to fix that. That's kind of the same thing you see when you go up and down like a mountain gravel road. You see these sort of troughs cut across the road.
Yeah.
That collects the runoff and then, you know, stops the road from washing out and runs it off the side.
Also slows down the speeders.
Yeah, that's true.
Like bumps in the road. Don't they call those bumps?
So anybody's really tearing into that garage, they're going to get that speed bump slow right down.
Slow down. Speed bumps. Well, there are a lot of people. I have a 1,400-foot driveway. I could put a speed bump across there, slow people down.
You would need one.
You could put a racetrack on your driveway.
Right down there. Or I can put a cow in the middle of the driveway. That'll slow people down a little bit. Tom, you ever talk about cows on the Money Pit Show?
Funnily enough, not.
Oh, my God. What a shame.
Only on your show, Doug.
All right. Oh, that's good. Nice to be unique.
It is.